So winning two state championships, what were your opportunities after graduating to continue this great run that you had?
Well, I was very lucky in that I had the athletics, but also I was academically strong. So I had those colleges come to me saying, hey, we can definitely get you not only to, you know, throw on our team, but be part of our school. And I was first thinking, oh, I'll have a few school opportunities. I'll have a few collegiate chances. Then the letters started pouring in. And I kept a box of all the letters that I had received asking for interviews and asking to be considered and asking me to fly out and go to their school to look at it. And it was nationwide. I never anticipated such a response. I was number one in the country in the discus event in my high school, my high school years. So I did have success, but I don't think even my community realized to that level that I had hit. And I had a lot of opportunities. And let me tell you, if the colleges hadn't come forth and I would have not gotten a scholarship, I definitely know that my pathway in life would have been vastly different than it is today. My parents, again, my family had always said, you know, you've done really great things. And
Your family always says that.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. And I believe them to a certain point, you know, and I believe the rankings when I said I'm really good at what I do. But not until the letters came in and I was getting flown out. And I remember I went to one of the schools that I ended up actually at. And I walked into the stadium because they had this big event for the athletes that they were recruiting. And it was me, a football player, and two other track and field athletes. I walked in, there was a dinner all just for us. In the middle of the stadium, as the scoreboard flashed our pictures and names. And only then do you realize, you know what? They really want me here. I've got something to offer, and I'm good at what I do, and I have, you know, this great opportunity in front of me, and I'm going to grab it with both hands and hold on.
So we're in college. You're still amazing. But when was the moment that said, I have to look for something else as well?
Well, I had immediate success in college, which was wonderful. I was a two-time NCAA All-American in the discus event. I was so happy, but I also knew the clock was running down. And I hit that point when in high school, at the end of high school, as I transitioned in, I was starting to think about what am I going to do afterwards? Because I didn't know many throwers that were beyond that point.
Did you ever think about the Olympics?
I did. I did compete in the Pan American Games and the Olympic Festival. And I had gotten an opportunity to throw in the Olympic trials. And it was in, I was trying to remember, it was in Las Vegas. It was in New Orleans. And I was so excited to go, but I was in high school at the time. And we didn't have the resources to send me. And we also, my mom couldn't take off work or my father couldn't take off work at that time to get me there. So we couldn't go.
And there wasn't at that time a support system for female athletes to get them to the Olympics. There was no GoFundMe pages at that time.
No, not at that time. And financially, we just couldn't swing it. And I was so sad because it was a shot. I knew I had a realistic chance to get on the Olympic team. I did make, again, the Pan American and the Olympic Festival, which is sort of the off-Olympic years. And then when my time came again, unfortunately, the year before, I had actually, I don't want to say just tore my hamstring, I shredded my hamstring, and almost was a career-ending injury. I was throwing in the C-Rays relays in the discus event, and my foot got caught under the lip of the ring, and my body snapped over top, and I heard this tremendous pop and shearing pain down the back of my leg. I realized something immediately had gone vastly wrong, and I fell back into the ring, saved the throw, and was able to limp out of the back of the ring, and only then realized how much pain I was truly in, and fell outside the ring. Trainers came up and got me, and the whole back of my leg was a beautiful shade from the blood that had pooled, and It took a long time to get back from that injury, but I never quite regained as much as I wanted to get back to it.
But you recovered from that? I mean, like, that was, say, okay, that's it. That's my sign from above. There was not going to throw anymore.
A lot of people told me, you know, this is it for you. This is over. And I didn't want to end that way. So I fought a year and a half to try to come back after the injury. But then, you know, my other knee started to go out, and I realized I had put a lot of years of pounding on it from all the events that I had done. But I still coach, and I still throw, not well as I did, but I still do it. Yeah. I just didn't want to go and have that be the last throw. That couldn't be it.
But see, now I would have thought that that would have taken you directly into medicine.
My decision to enter medicine had already started at that juncture. So after in my freshman year, my grandfather became ill. And when he was when he announced to the family sort of he had leukemia, and then now he had been diagnosed with obstructing colon cancer, his health failed very quickly. And in my freshman year, I was called home to come and be with him before he passed. And I was very close to my grandparents. I spent every weekend and every summer throughout my childhood with them and along the streets of North Tonawanda. And we had a very close bond and relationship. And in seeing him in that manner of being so frail and so old was so impactful. But it also, it led to a great experience. And I wouldn't say great as in a celebratory experience, but great as in life-changing. When I went to visit him in the hospital, when I came in, he was already hospitalized. And I went to meet him in the hospital, and my mom and sister had gone out to go grab some coffee, and I was sitting with him, you know, and an unfortunate event sort of rolled out, of which he didn't really get the care and respect that every patient in a hospital deserves. Doesn't matter who you are. When we witness those type of things, sometimes it's how it drives us and changes our trajectory that's important. And in that exchange, I saw a not great side of the medical profession, but I also, from it, learned a lot about myself. So after the exchange occurred, my grandfather, you know, took my hand and said, you know, you could do better. And it haunted me a little bit because he shortly after passed. And it played in the back of my mind for so long. And I thought, I was in school for engineering. I love math. I love science. I loved questioning things. Why? And from that, I thought, I was doing well, but it was just like this shirt. When I talked about fitting things to yourself and finding the perfect fit, it was a good fit, but it wasn't the fit. And I knew I could make it work, but I also thought, I have to give this a shot or it's going to haunt me. So I went and I started shadowing, and I found out more about medicine. And then I went and found out more about all the fields of medicine, because we always think that, you know, a doctor, you know, oh, they must have this heritage or lineage of family. They're all doctors. And I came from a family who really fought to become even engaged in the higher education system. My father, you know, was in Western Electric. He put himself through night school. And my mother was Bryan Stratton. She literally did night school too, to get a degree. And we were the only ones, my sister and myself, that really went right into college. So we did not, there was no doctors. We didn't know any doctors, lawyers, or anyone in the higher echelons. So I was sort of going into uncharted territory. And I thought, well, why not? You know, I got this great scholarship. I can, you know, I don't have a huge amount of debt. I think I could do this, and I wanted to learn more.
That scholarship was important.
It was critical. Without it, I don't even think I could have gotten to that next stepping stone in my career, and it would have changed the entire trajectory. I don't know what I'd be right now, but I can tell you right now, I wouldn't be sitting here with you today.
And you were used to, like, sampling sports, like you say, you know, so you were kind of sampling different areas of medicine. It wasn't something that you just said, yeah, I want this. And
oh, absolutely. There was no, like, lights came on, doors opened, and everyone said, come on in. That wasn't not at all what happened. every summer, my free time off, I'd go and, you know, ask, because I didn't have any contacts. I had to literally go in and beg, you know, can I do this? Can I be part of this? Can I look in? And athletics did give me a way in because a few of the doctors were actually with the sports team. So I made a point to say, since, you know, we're talking anyway about my medical history, do you mind if I shadow you for a week?
So we started talking about how, you know, shy and to yourself you were as a young girl. And here you are knocking on the doors of doctors.
And it was uncomfortable. I'll tell you, when I first started doing
those. Yeah, but you did it.
And I knew I had to because there was no one else going to do it for me. No one else was going to stand in front of me and say, let me do that for you. I knew I had to step forward and advocate for myself, but be strong for myself and really control my future and where I wanted it to go. Instead of letting things happen to you, going forth and really making things happen. Which was so important, and I wish I knew it earlier on, but afterwards I went through all these different fields of medicine. I mean, I went into, of course, I started in athletic medicine as far as looking into orthopedics, and then I went into surgery, and then I went into OB/GYN, and then I went through it all until I hit the operating room, and I thought I'm gonna hate this. This is not what I wanted. You know, I don't think I'm gonna like this at all. And I remember I sat with I don't want to say old-time doc, but he was a true warrior guy. He was a Navy SEAL, and he walked into the operating room, and I had already set up his entire area for anesthesia because I learned from the text how to do it, did it all for him. He walked in, and he said, oh, who are you? And I said, you know, I'd called you yesterday. I was be working with you today. You know, my name is Stacy Schroeder. And, you know, he said, okay. And he goes, do you know what you're doing? And I said, I have no clue. I said, but you know, I heard you're a very good anesthesiologist. I want to learn from you. And he said, great, we're going to do it my way. And I thought, uh-oh, I just didn't know what to expect.
What's a Navy SEAL way?
He, you know, threw a blanket over the machine and said, we're going to do this how I learned. And he, over the next course of the 2 weeks that I was there, taught me everything he knew. And he showed me how to go beyond just listening to a machine and really taking care of the patient, but also taking care of the patient without the aid of a machine. But how do you, you know, feel the pulse? How do you know you're in the airway? How do you do this? How do you communicate with your surgeon? How do you be part of a team? What is anesthesia? You know, he took me to every code he went to, you know, and showed me that it was more than, you know, a simple, you know, field or specialty. It branched out, and it was a vital specialty. And I don't think I even thought of anesthesia prior to that. And I never thought of the operating room like that. And it was so akin to the athletic field. It drew me immediately in and said, you know, this is your fit. This is where you belong. This is where you should be. And just like in the athletic field, when you have a lot of people from different teams coming together, and they all work together very closely, to get a victory, but also to take care of the patient and to fight off disease, disorders, everything else. And they fight hard, and they're dysfunctional, but they're fun, and they work very hard at what they do. And it's so close to an operating room in an athletic field. Again, I couldn't say enough about it. It was where I was meant to be.